6:30. Keep it here to your Tri-County Herbie WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back to the Binghamton Arena, folks. As it'll be game two, we're going to be doing three games total here. Game two is the South Courtright boys, the champions of Section 4, taking on Chapel Field from Section 9. This is a rematch of last year's regional, which was played down in Section 9. So set to be a good one here this afternoon. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler is not only one of our special sponsors, but they're our longtime tip-off show sponsor, and they have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Both of these teams had to win sub-regionals, South Courtright defeating Greenburg North Castle on Tuesday and Chapel Field defeating Bridgehampton from Long Island on Tuesday to get here to the quarterfinal round. And a big contingent of SK fans piling in here on the far side of the floor as South Courtright looking to get back to the Final Four 2 years in a row as they lost last year in the state semifinals. Now, this team did get a little banged up in the sub-regional game, I should say. A couple of guys went down with some tough injuries, but they're all dressed here this afternoon and appear to be ready to go for this regional game. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem, and when we come back, it'll be the New York State Class D Boys Basketball Regional Round, the state quarterfinals between South Courtright and Chapel Field on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. We get you set for the state quarterfinals for the boys. South Courtright taking on Chapel Field here at the Binghamton Arena. We're glad to have you along. Let's do our starting lineups first for Chapel Field, champions of Section 9. Liam Powell is a senior wearing number 10. Bryce Hollow, a senior wearing number 5. Noah Swartz, a senior wearing number 23. A junior, number 11, is Mikey Bonagora. And a junior, number 33, is Jonah McDuffie for head coach Brad McDuffie. On the other side for Aaron Kaufman and the South Courtright Rams coming in with a record of 21-3. They will start with senior number 1, Troy Dienich. A junior number 5, Darren Dengler. A junior number 11, he's the guy to watch. Connor Carino had 37 points in the sub-regional game. Josh Anderson, the senior number 12, and a senior number 14, Adam Champlin. Champlin hurt his knee in the sub-regional game. Troy Dienich twisted his ankle in the sub-regional game. Darren Dengler split his eye open on an elbow in the sub-regional game. They're all dressed. You wouldn't expect anything else from the SK boys. I tried to watch Troy in warm-ups. Seemed to be fine. Seemed to be running around pretty good. But you never know. I don't even see him wearing a brace or anything, so I think he's going to be good to go. Coach Kaufman saying all week we're all beat up, but everybody dressed and ready to go. South Courtright in the home whites with the royal blue trim. They win the opening tip. Anderson right to Carino. They drew it up like that, and they score. What a tap there by Anderson ahead to Carino, and he's able to finish. And it's a 2-0 lead for South Courtright over Chapel Field, who is pretty much wearing the opposite color scheme. They got the blue uniforms with the white trim, SKs, and the white uniforms with the blue trim. It's that royal blue. And so here are the Chapel Field Lions. Right side of the floor. They look to get it to the interior, taken away by Troy Dienich. He'll pull it down and go to Darren Dengler. And SK will get it to Carino on the right side, and he traveled. Pump faked and shuffled his feet and brings it down into the corner and traveled. So South Courtright out to a 2-0 lead. That tip was a thing of beauty. Anderson skies, wins the opening tip, slaps it into the far corner, and Carino is right there to pick it up and score. That was really, really nice. Chapel Field with the ball straight away. Now to the right side. They try a three. Yes. And it's up and good for Jonah McDuffie. Good start for the Lions. They lead 3-2. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here is Champlin into the right corner now for Troy Dienich. Dienich to Connor Carino on the baseline. Back out to Anderson, who had 25 in the sub-regional game. Anderson forces to the interior. It's knocked away. Stolen back by Troy Dienich, and his layup is good. Troy Dienich is able to finish from inside off the steal. And South Courtright leads 4-3 over Chapel Field. 6:35 to go in the first quarter. A three from the outside is up and good for Jonah McDuffie. Back-to-back threes for Chapel Field. And the Lions lead 6-4 over South Courtright with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Champlin to Dienich on the left side. Now back to the high post for Dengler. Inside for Anderson. Outside Carino. He dials up a three off the right side of the rim. No good. A rebound by Champlin. Inside for Anderson. Back out Dienich. Straight away three. Left it short. Rebound is for the Lions of Chapel Field. And ahead down the right side of the floor. They got a breakaway layup here, and they put it up and in. And a good finish there for Noah Swart. They beat SK back, and Chapel Field leads 8-4 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Anderson in the paint. He tries to pull up, and a traveling violation on Anderson. We'll give it back to Chapel Field. So SK trying to settle in here, down 8-4 with 5:45 to go in this first quarter. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout today's broadcast, throughout this game and the Cooperstown versus Union Springs game coming up for the Class C girls. Chapel Field with the ball. They go left side. A pull-up jumper here is off the mark, and a rebound for Carino. First miss of the afternoon for the Lions. Carino through traffic finds Dienich, who can't score. Anderson gets a rebound and is fouled underneath. Good transition there by South Courtright, and this is going to send Anderson to the line. No, it's going to be on the baseline. Boy, it sure did look like Anderson was shooting there, but going to be on the floor with Dienich to the right side of the basket. Works it in for Anderson. Again, he had 25 points, 8 rebounds in the sub-regional. Inside for Champlin, and he's fouled on a reach-in. This is one of the first teams I've seen that really looks like they have the size to compete with SK. SK's not a huge team, and that's not what I mean. I mean, Greenberg North Castle was certainly a lot bigger than South Courtright. But this team looks to have size and speed, which I think is interesting. South Courtright is usually faster than a lot of teams they play. Champlin at the line. First shot is good. I guess the long-winded way of saying is that it should be a good matchup here today. Chapel Field leads 8-5, make it 8-6. As Champlin playing with a bum knee, makes two at the line. 5:15 to go in the first quarter, and again, it's the Lions leading the Rams 8-6. Chapel Field with the ball. They'll look to get it to the interior. Blocked out of there by Anderson. Got a piece of it as Noah Swart tried to take it to the rim. Ball loose at midcourt. And this will be Champlin who's going to come away with it. A long pass ahead was looking for Carino, but it was way too far in front of him. Out of bounds, it rolls. And we'll go back to Chapel Field with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. I want to thank all our special sponsors, including Bassett Healthcare, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. And also Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi. Chapel Field with the ball. They'll bring it forward with Jonah McDuffie. McDuffie to the left side of the floor now for Mikey Bonagora. Back to the far side, McDuffie, another three in and out. Boy, he's got a good-looking shot. Rebound for the Lions, though, using that size on the interior. Back to the outside, another three. This one won't go down. Anderson rips down a rebound, shovels it ahead for Carino. Carino wants to take it to the rim and just rolls off the front. The rebound to Dianich. His floater in the paint is good for Troy Dianich. He's got it to go, and we're tied at eight between South Courtright and Chapel Field. Back the other way for the Lions, up off the glass, and it's good there for Chapel Field. Noah Swart with the bucket there. South Courtright trying to answer. It rattles in and out. Rebound for Chapel Field. They're doing a nice job on the glass with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. All the way to the rim. No, they miss it. There with Jonah McDuffie, a rebound for Anderson, and ahead now for Troy Dianich to the inside for Dengler, and he lays it up and in. And South Courtright ties it at 10 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter, and now Anderson slaps it away. And boy, Chapel Field is really getting out well in transition, almost beating SK back several times here on the break. Anderson just got a piece of that to knock it out of bounds. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 10-10 between Chapel Field and the SK boys. Chapel Field into the corner. McDuffie on a nice pump fake. Passes down low, and they'll score up and in. And that was for Bryce Hollow. Off a good pass from McDuffie in the right corner. SK goes right to left here. They trail 12-10 with 3.5 to go in a fast-moving first quarter here on WCDO. Pull-up jumper here for Carino from the right elbow, no. And a rebound by Jonah McDuffie, but a steal back by Champlin. Champlin into the left corner, zips one across, finds Anderson in the paint. Anderson's pull-up jumper is too strong, and a rebound is ripped down here by Liam Powell. Powell in the backcourt. Jonah McDuffie will bring it forward to the left side. Chapel Field to the interior on the baseline. A step-through shot is good. No, a traveling violation here on Liam Powell. A strong move at the right, at the left low block, but a turnover gives it back to South Courtright. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and it's Chapel Field 12, South Courtright 10. And across the midcourt timeline here is Champlin. We got a heck of a battle here so far between the Rams and the Lions. Carino with an NBA range three, in and out, rebound for Anderson. That popped free. Anderson, another chance, and he scores. Anderson doing the work of a man down low, is able to muscle it up and in, and it's 12-12. Chapel Field trying to answer. A pull-up on the baseline, buckles off the side of the rim. Dianich with a rebound, and he's looking to run. Dianich at midcourt. Now shoots one over to Carino. Stops, little jab step, steps back for three. Too strong. Carino trying to find his rhythm in the early going. Chapel Field a rebound. They're looking to run. Left side of the floor, they take it to the interior. They miss a left-handed layup there. They'll want that one back with Mikey Bonagora. In transition, Champlin to the right elbow, lost it, and we got a foul down low on Chapel Field. So that's a foul on Bryce Hollow, his first and the team's third. And a timeout's going to be taken by Chapel Field. It's 12-12 between the Lions and the South Courtright Rams. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The SK boys are tied 12-12 with Chapel Field. with 2 minutes left in the opening quarter here at the Binghamton Arena. So again, SK boys are tied 12-12 with Chapel Field with 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. New York State Class D boys basketball quarterfinals here today. Some more special sponsors include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as well as JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Out of the timeout, SK gets a three ball to Carino at the top of the key. No, and it's ripped down here by Chapel Field. So Carino, only with those 2 points so far, he hit that first bucket. And we'll hope that he can bounce back here if you're a Rams fan. Rebound for Carino off a miss by Chapel Field. Carino's looking to run. In transition, it's out of bounds going back to Chapel Field. Good hands there by the Lions. It's just being able to poke check it away with Mikey Bonagora. Chapel Field obviously has watched the film on Carino. They've done a good job of getting back on defense here in the early going. 1:45 to go in the first. We're tied 12-12 between Chapel Field and South Courtright. Lions at midcourt. They get it into the right side. They get it into the paint now. A jumper is short. Rebound for Champlin. Champlin's looking to run. Ahead now for Trent Cole, who's checked into the game. Cole tried to save it from going out of bounds, and Chapel Field will take it back. Left side of the floor is out of bounds. Off the foot there of Mikey Bonagora. They'll give it back to the Rams. With 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Boy, both teams couldn't miss at the start. Now they've both gone a little cold. Carino trying to find his groove. He's got 2 points so far. He had 37 in the sub-regional on Tuesday down at Yorktown High School. Dengler to the interior now for Josh Anderson on the baseline. Pump fake. Anderson to the interior. Missed the little chippy layup and a rebound for the Lions. Chapel Field will bring it back down the floor. They get a backdoor pass and a backdoor finish. Up off the glass there for Noah Swartz. And it's Chapel Field 14, South Courtright 12, with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pass to the high post. Now for Trent Cole. And a long three in the right corner, no. And then a foul on Anderson, who was jockeying for position on that rebound. So the first team, or the first personal foul on Anderson, first team foul on SK. Chapel Field with three team fouls, SK with one. The Chapel Field leading 14-12 over South Courtright as the Lions bring it back down the floor. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lions have it. They'll look to pull up at the left elbow. They leave it short. Rebound Champlin. He's looking to run. Champlin ahead now tries to thread the needle for Trent Cole through everybody and going back to Chapel Field. And Coach Kaufman is going to want to, yeah, he's yelling at his guys right now, we got to take care of the ball. SK's had several leak-out opportunities that they kind of just threw away here so far in this first quarter. Chapel Field with the basketball. 13 seconds left, first quarter. They have it left side. Now to the high post. Little dribble drive here by Swart into the corner. McDuffie hits the three. Jonah McDuffie with 9 points on three threes. Carino can't get the shot off from half court, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books. Chapel Field 17, South Courtright 12. We'll be back for the second quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. The South Courtright boys trail Chapel Field 17-12 after the opening frame here in the New York State quarterfinals. Live from the Binghamton Arena, we're glad to have you along. Some special sponsors include Morabito Gresham Insurance as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Lions with the ball going left to right. They're in the blue with the white trim. SK on defense in the white with the blue trim. See if this first quarter woke the Rams up. McDuffie with the drive into the paint. He scores. And Jonah McDuffie is able to score, making it 19-12. Chapel Field with their biggest lead here the afternoon. Carino now goes to the left side for Josh Anderson. Steps through Anderson, puts it up and in. Big layup there for Josh Anderson when SK needed it most. That's Chapel Field 19, South Courtright 14. Chapel Field with the ball at the top of the key. And now to the right side for McDuffie. Little drive into the paint. It's knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Lions. Carino only with 2 points so far. 7:09 to go here in the second quarter. It's Chapel Field 19, South Courtright 14. Lions will look to get it in, and they do. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay here with Chapel Field early in the second quarter. Jonah McDuffie with 11 points so far. For the Lions. Chapel Field will get it in. A three from straightaway. No, but a rebound underneath is up and in. Rebounded by Liam Powell. And that gives Chapel Field a 7-point lead, 21-14. Carino now gets a pass in the paint and is able to score. Connor Carino is able to put that in. Makes it 21-16 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Little baseline drive here for the Lions. And again, McDuffie going to work. He's got 13. Kissed it off the glass there to give Chapel Field a 23-16 lead. Now for Champlin in the paint. Goes back to Carino at the top of the key. To the right elbow for Josh Anderson. In and out and another rebound. Boy, Chapel Field doing a great job on the glass. Ahead now for the Lions. A little stutter step. And into the left corner, they'll work it back out. Chapel Field to the right side of the floor. Little spin move here by McDuffie. Inside, the kiss off the glass. It's good, and he's fouled. McDuffie was 15, and he's going to go to the line. Chapel Field leads 25-16 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And McDuffie has been taking over this game. Boy, he's been tough. McDuffie at the line hits it. Boy, 16. And this Chapel Field team's coming for revenge. Lost to Courtright last year in the regional game. Down in Section 9. They're looking to make this comeback here today. Champlin finding Carino. Down low, stripped of the basketball. Out of bounds. Going to go to the Lions. It's 5:49 to go in the second quarter. SK finds themselves down 26-16. And here at midcourt, Chapel Field will look to get it in. Champlin has been assigned the duties of guarding Jonah McDuffie here. And McDuffie is in the backcourt. Left side of the floor for him. McDuffie with a shovel pass. Now we'll leave it for Mikey Bonagora. Into the corner. McDuffie wants to pull up for three. It's an air ball. Rebound for the Lions. It is tipped out of there, and Carino will come away with it. Right side of the floor for Carino. Shot out of a cannon. Wants to take it to the rim. No. Anderson, yes. Big rebound for Anderson off the miss by Carino. SK's got to find a way to get Connor Carino into the mix here. It's 26-18 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Chapel Field with the ball, pumping the brakes to set it up here on offense. Now they pump one inside. Kiss off the glass is good, and it's all working right now for Chapel Field. Liam Powell is able to put it up and in. Make it 28-18, 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Carino into the paint, little step through for him, off the glass and good for Carino. He's got 6 points now. Make it 28-20 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Chapel Field with the ball. They go left side. Working it on offense. They find McDuffie. Steps in for a three and hits it. McDuffie with 19 in the first half, and it's 31-20, the biggest lead of the game for the Lions here. With 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Carino with the ball on the right side of the floor, looking for options. Will now feed one back here to Champlin. To Cole, down low for Anderson on the left low block. Anderson back out for Cole. A three in and out and a rebound here for Chapel Field. And they'll walk it back down the floor here with Jonah McDuffie, who's been tremendous so far. He's got those 19 points. back across. McDuffie, another three, in and out. Anderson with a rebound, and an outlet pass to Connor Carino. Carino, stutter steps, goes through the paint, up off the glass, and scores. Connor Carino now with 8 points, and he's starting to heat up. But can SK dig out of this hole? It's 31-22 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Chapel Field with the ball, left side. And this one is knocked away there by Champlin, but it went off of his foot. So it's a kick and will be at midcourt. With 3:35 to go in the second quarter, Chapel Field 31, South Courtright 22. Timeout taken by the Lions. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:35 to go in the second quarter, and boy, this Chapel Field team is impressive here in the early going. They lead the South Courtright boys 31-22. Some other special sponsors of today's broadcast include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Out of the timeout, Chapel Field will take it to the rim. A missed shot here, and then on the rebound, what are we going to have here? Well, is this going to be a foul on South Courtright? Yes, I believe it's going to be on Trent Cole here. Boy, that's a tough one. Bodies were flying everywhere. It looked like just kind of an inadvertent trip as there was nowhere to go. That's the first on Cole. As Troy Dienich has not come back into the game after playing the first few minutes, you got to wonder if that ankle is bothering him. Trent Cole has played a majority of the minutes here. Chapel Field on the baseline. McDuffie, who has 19 in the first half, has his pocket picked there by Trent Cole. SK, very important over the next 3 minutes to try to chip away at this if you're a Rams fan before the halftime break. And a pass down low. Anderson is fouled. Who's this going to be on for Chapel Field? Looks like it'll be on Bryce Hollow. 3:07 to go here, second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Product halftime report coming up in just a few. South Courtright boys trailing 31-22. Here's Anderson. Big possession here for the Rams. They go to Carino. Comes off for three off the back of the rim and out of bounds and going back to Chapel Field. And SK is losing the battle on the glass here, too. This Chapel Field team, all five starters have got to be 6 foot. It's been tough for SK to keep up on the glass here. 2:50 to go in the second quarter, and it's the Lions leading the Rams 31-22 in the state quarterfinals from the arena in Binghamton. Chapel Field into the corner, a three, no, in and out, a rebound, up off the glass, and good for Liam Powell. And again, a second chance rebound pushes the lead back up to 33-22. Carino at the top of the key, now to Champlin on the right side. Inside for Carino, his jumper is good. Connor Carino. He's starting to feel it. That's a good thing if you're a Rams fan. And then the ball knocked out of bounds as Chapel Field tried to bring it back down the floor on the right side. With 2:23 to go in the second, it's Chapel Field 33, South Courtright 24. Chapel Field with the ball on the right side of the floor, and they'll work it in. And this will be Jonah McDuffie to the right side, dishing it off for Noah Swart. And now back to Mikey Bonagora. On the baseline here, a pull-up jumper for McDuffie. No, a rebound for Anderson over the back on Chapel Field. Good box out there by Anderson. Yeah, this Chapel Field team's got to be all 6'1", 6'2". It's a real tall starting five here for the Lions. We knew that coming in, but certainly, they've been tough to contend with. SK is used to playing against size, but Chapel Field has been very strong here. Anderson to the high post. He lost control of it, and then it's kicked by Chapel Field. So it'll keep it with SK with 1:53 to go in the second quarter. Again, these two teams met last year in the regional round in a game that was played down at SS Seward. SK came away with the victory by double digits that day. Went on to lose to Hubleton in the state semifinals up at Glens Falls. SK trying to get back there again, but they find themselves in a little bit of a hole here. Carino down low off a great pass from Anderson, and Carino finished from an impossible angle there. And Carino's got 12 now. It's 33-26 with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Chapel Field with the ball. McDuffie, who's been red hot here, passes to the interior, and they score again from Bryce Hollow. And they're picking apart the SK defense. It's 35-26 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Carino, top of the key, will now go to Trent Cole. Into the corner, Anderson, three ball, no, left it short. Anderson gets his own rebound, steps in and scores. Anderson now has 8 points. And it's 35-28 with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Rams need a stop here. Chapel Field going left to right. They have it at the top of the key. A shot in the paint, rolls in. And Noah Swart is able to hit it. It's 37-28, 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Another big possession for the Rams as they try to keep pace here with the Chapel Field Lions. Carino to the left side, wanted a screen, didn't use it. Now wants to get into the teeth of the defense. Carino in the paint, lost control of it, shovels the one back out for Trent Cole on the left side. Now to Carino, step back, three in and out for Connor, and a rebound for Chapel Field. Boy, that shot was halfway down. Lions back down the floor with 20 seconds left. Ball out of bounds, went through the hands on the far side there of Chapel Field. That was Mikey Bonagora who couldn't hold on to it. And South Courtright's going to have it. They're going to take a timeout to talk things over with 19 seconds left. Coach Kaufman wants to use as much of this clock as he can. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, SK throwing the ball away. Carino just got into the paint and was trying to hit, I believe it was Trent Cole on the baseline. Troy Dienich is back in there now. That's good to see with 8 seconds left. But it goes out of bounds. It goes back to Chapel Field. Here's McDuffie at midcourt. 3 seconds left. McDuffie pulls up for two at the buzzer, and it rolls in and out. Our halftime score, Chapel Field 37, South Courtright 28. What a first half showing here by the Chapel Field Lions. SK is going to go to the locker room. They got some work to do here, trailing 37-28 at the halftime break. Of course, want to recognize more of our special sponsors, including Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, Behee Funeral Home in Oxford, Bassett Healthcare, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. We'll take a break. We'll come back here with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Live from the Binghamton Arena, it's Chapel Field 37, SK Boys 28 in the state quarterfinals here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Be sure to like us on Facebook. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Man, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull live from the Binghamton Arena here on courtside for the New York State Class D Boys Regional Game, or the state quarterfinal, as they call it. And it's the South Courtright Boys trailing Chapel Field from Section 9, 37-28. An impressive first half for the Lions of Chapel Field. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. And Mirabito, our people make energy different. An impressive first half for Chapel Field. Jonah McDuffie, 19 points. He came out and hit those three threes right away, which really set the pace for Chapel Field. 8 points for Noah Swart, 6 for Liam Powell, and then 4 for Bryce Hollow. And again, this is a very balanced team, and they showed that in the first half. On the other side for South Courtright, 12 for Connor Carino. Once he got going, he heated it up. 8 for Josh Anderson, 4 for Troy Dienich, 2 apiece for Adam Champlin and Darren Dengler. They're going to have to find a way to stop Chapel Field on defense, as they were just picking them apart there in the first half. And somebody else has got to step up here and put the ball in the hoop. Carino's got to try to hit some more shots from the outside. And I think somebody like, you know, Dienich, Champlin, somebody's going to have to really have a hot second half here to get SK back in the basketball game. Good news is SK is always a team that can really ramp it up, move in transition, and get out and score. And usually what happens when you piss Connor Carino off is that he gets going. He really gets going. So we'll see what happens in the second half. But right now, SK in a little bit of trouble as we get you set for the third quarter. Just in case you're traveling around and wondering what happened earlier, it was Oxford winning 70-44. So the Oxford girls defeat Smithtown Christian from Section 11, and they are able to move on to the state Final Four next Saturday. And our game after this will be the Cooperstown girls taking on Union Springs at 3:30. All right, we'll take a break. Again, our halftime score, Chapel Field 37, South Courtright 28 on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Getting you set for the start of the third quarter here from Visions Veterans Memorial Arena here at in Binghamton, I should say. Halftime score, Chapel Field 37, South Courtright Boys 28. Winner of this game will move on to the state Final Four. Earlier today, it was the Oxford girls topping Smithtown Christian 70-44. Big win for Oxford earlier today to advance to the New York State Class D girls basketball Final Four next Saturday. Madeline Barrows had 26 points, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, and 4 assists for Oxford. Kyla Kelsey had 9 points. Ella Kelsey had 9 points and 5 steals earlier today. So we're set to go here in the second half. South Courtright will have the basketball as we settle in for the second half, as they just said over the PA system. Connor Carino, the man at midcourt, wearing number 11. He'll be doing the inbounding duties. And we're back underway. SK is in the white with the royal blue trim. Says South Courtright and blue lettering across the front of the uniform there as they go left to right. Carino, left side, wants a three to start the second half. It buckles off the side of the rim. He gets his own rebound and then is fouled on the right low block. So usually what happens is, as we've seen several times this year, we saw it in the sub-regional game. When Connor's having a bad game and he gets mad, it's usually that's what flips the switch for him. We'll see if that happens here in the second half. Carino, left side, into the corner for three. No, halfway down. Anderson, the rebound, puts it in. These shots by Carino, it's amazing, folks. They are really halfway down, and they just won't go. Shot here by Chapel Field to start the second half is up and good. Yes, for Noah Swartz, and he's got 10 points. So it's Chapel Field 39, South Courtright 30. Carino down low to Dengler now, left low block. Dengler tried to zip one across, and it was taken away by Chapel Field. Good steal on the play there by Darren Dengler. Or excuse me, not by Darren Dengler, by Bryce Hollow, who took it away from Dengler. Chapel Field with a jumper on the left side, no. Dengler with a rebound. The season's on the line now for SK in the second half. Carino at midcourt lost control of it. Chapel Field will take it away. They sandwiched him at midcourt, and McDuffie was able to take it. Top of the key now for Chapel Field to the right side. Leaving it off for McDuffie at the right elbow. And now McDuffie will have it into the left corner. McDuffie will pull one back out here, looking to set things up for Chapel Field. Taking their time, 10 on the shot clock. Trying to take the air out of it here. McDuffie on the baseline drive, lost control of it. SK with a steal, and they need a bucket on this possession. Back down the floor now for Josh Anderson. Left side of the floor, Anderson into the paint. Lost control of it, Chapel Field with a steal and a long pass ahead. SK is able to hustle back and steal it. Good hustle by Champlin and Dengler there. 6 minutes to go in the third. Champlin at the top of the key. Now to Carino. Three-point line extended into the right corner. Tried to thread the needle there, and it was taken away by Chapel Field, but then they threw it away. That's going to go back to the Rams. With 5:57 to go in the third. It's a 39-30 lead for Chapel Field over South Courtright. Anderson will have it at midcourt. And again, another big possession here for the Rams. Champlin comes across the logo at midcourt. Now to Anderson, into the paint. Backdoor cut for Trent Cole, and they score. Trent Cole is able to put it up, and it's 39-32. And now a steal by Champlin. Ball out of bounds with 5:40 to go on the third. Champlin went piling into the press table here, and then the ball went into the penalty box here. And look at this. WCDO intern Hannah B. is going to have to jump over the hockey boards to go in and get this. Actually, I think it went into the bench and then underneath the bench. Okay, she's got it. All right. Well done there by Hannah B. I thought maybe it went under the bench and then out that little back door. But don't worry, Hannah. The whole arena was just watching you. No big deal. So 5:40 to go here in the third. Now a steal by SK, and Carino comes out of there with it, and then a reach-in foul by Chapel Field. So SK slowly starting to chip away at it here with 5:35 to go in the third. Here's our team foul situation. Two now on Chapel Field, none on South Courtright. So Champlin will get it in. The defense seems more alive to me for the Rams here in the second half. Trent Cole, left side, looking for options. Now back out to Champlin. Champlin to Connor Carino to the high post for Trent Cole. Pull-up jumper for Cole. In and out. Rebound. Anderson up off the glass. Yes. Boy, Anderson has been so impressive today. He's got 12. Back the other way for Chapel Field. They miss a layup. Rebound for the Lions, but they stepped out of bounds. Chapel Field trying to say they were pushed, but they're not going to get it. And SK is going to get it back. It's Chapel Field 39, South Courtright 34, with 5:10 to go in the third. The defense is ramped up here for the Rams as they come across midcourt. Carino to the left side. He's pointing it out. He's quarterbacking this. He wants the screen. Instead, he goes to the high post now for Anderson. Anderson, bounce pass for Troy Dienich. Left side, who's back in. Now to Trent Cole on the right. Back over to Dienich, and he's stripped of the basketball. Dienich does not seem like himself to me today. Cole with a steal, though, and he puts it up and in. Trent Cole providing that energy off the bench here, and he has 4 points, and it's 39-36. We got a whole new ball game here, folks. Chapel Field into the right elbow. Now they'll pull it back out with Jonah McDuffie. McDuffie pumping the brakes here. Chapel Field has wanted to slow it down a little bit here in the third quarter. They take it to the interior. Blocked out of there by Champlin. And SK certainly seems much more fired up now with 4:15 to go in the third, trailing by three, 39-36. Rams don't want the season to end here today if they can help it, but playing a very good Chapel Field team. On the baseline, Chapel Field will look to get it in. A pull-up jumper from the high post is good. Nice jumper there from Noah Swart, and he's got 12 points. Carino back the other way with SK trailing 41-36. Here is Cole down low. He got stuck in a tough spot and then threw it away. And Chapel Field with another steal. The Lions keeping their composure here. Back across to Swart. Threads the needle. Underneath, a shot here by Liam Powell is no good, but he is fouled, and we'll head to the line. So SK coming out throwing a haymaker in the second half. They cut it down to three, but it's currently a five-point lead for Chapel Field over the SK boys, 41-36. And heading to the line now will be Liam Powell looking to add to it here for the Lions. Powell hits the first one. I got to say this to Hannah B. He reminds me so much of Garrett Aikens, the way he plays, the whole not yes, right? I've been thinking about it all afternoon. She agrees with me. Yeah, the look, too. And the second shot is good for Liam Powell. And it's 43-36. Garrett Aikens from Morris. We were all hoping to see that Morris-SK matchup this year. It didn't happen. It's kind of sort of happening here. This Chapel Field team reminds me a lot of Morris in a lot of ways. SK trailing 43-36. Here's Anderson with a shot from the right elbow. No. And then a rebound by Chapel Field. And McDuffie bringing the rush back down. Into the right corner now for Swart. Back to McDuffie. He seems to be the steady Eddie. Lost control of it, though. A steal by Carino. Off to the race is Connor with the layup, and he scores. And Carino's got 14. Makes it 43-38 with 3:10 to go in the third. Chapel Field on top of South Court right here in the state quarterfinals. Live from the Binghamton Arena. A jumper here for Chapel Field is off the mark at the foul line from Mikey Bonagora. Josh Anderson now with 10 rebounds as well. Just wanted to pass that along. Carino with a floater. Anderson couldn't hustle to that rebound. Chapel Field quickly back in transition. Zipping one across, and they get a wide-open layup on the far side. Up and good for Bonagora. For Noah Swart. Bonagora with the assist. And it's Chapel Field 45, South Courtright 38. 2.5 to go in the third. Here's Carino. Top of the key goes left side for Anderson, who's really had to work hard on the interior. Anderson, floater at the foul line, and he scores. Anderson's got 14. So it's Carino with 14, Anderson with 14. It's a five-point game, 45-40. Chapel Field, right side of the floor. Now back out to McDuffie, who's scoreless in the second half here. McDuffie down low, feeding it for Swart. He's stripped of the basketball, lost it, and Dienich gets the rebound for SK. Dienich to midcourt. Now to Connor Carino on the left side. Carino comes off of a screen, steps through, and is fouled as he tried to take it to the rim. He's got that very quick first step. A fast-moving third quarter, 1:55 to go in the third, and it's Chapel Field 45, SK 40. Timeout taken by the Lions. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
The SK boys are down 45-40 to Chapel Field with 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Hannah Boskowski, our WCDO intern, is with us here this afternoon as well. We'll have Cooperstown and Union Springs girls at 3:30 in our last game of the day. Coming up after this, South Courtright boys trailing 45-40. A big possession here for the Rams out of the timeout. Champlin, left side, finds Trent Cole, left corner. Now for Anderson. Double team, steps through, puts it up and it's fouled at the left low block. And he's going to go to the line. I believe it's a shooting foul. So a big one here for Josh Anderson as he will settle in at the line. Big foul shots here. Here's our team foul situation. Four on Chapel Field, only one on SK. Anderson at the line, gets it to go. Anderson now with 15, and foul shooting has been the Achilles heel of this Rams team all year. They're going to need to hit him down the stretch. Jack Byrne in for the first time tonight, and Troy Dienich to the bench. I just don't think he's himself today with that twisted ankle. He rolled it up pretty good in that sub-regional game. Second shot for Anderson is good. 16 for Anderson, 14 for Carino. We're back to a three-point game, 45-42. So we come up on 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chapel Field with the ball. They'll work it out to the left side for the Lions. Now to McDuffie. McDuffie into the paint. Pull-up jumper, no. He fed it down low. We got a foul on Champlin. Count the bucket here. And he's going to go to the line. Bryce Hollow with a good pump fake. Champlin landed on him, and he's going to have a chance at a three-point play here. So just when SK claws their way back to three again, Chapel Field finding a way. It's 47-42. And here is Bryce Hollow at the line. Hollow gets the shot. No, it's off the back of the rim. Hollow gets his own rebound, though. Pulls it out. Goes to McDuffie. SK trailing 47-42, a minute 15 to go in the third. Chapel Field up near midcourt. They work out of a double team. McDuffie to the rim, blocked by Anderson. Tipped back out, though. Lions hold on to the possession. McDuffie to the teeth of the defense. No, and it's stolen by Byrne. And a head now for Carino, who scores on the breakaway layup. And Carino's got 16. What a pass there by Jack Byrne to set that up. It's 47-44. Chapel Field leading South Courtright. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Chapel Field with the ball, a three on the right side. Splash. What a huge shot there for Noah Swart. He's got 17, and it's 50-44. 40 seconds to go in the third. A pass to the high post now for Anderson. Anderson tied up, goes Jack Byrne, left side. Now to Champlin. To the interior for Anderson, had his pocket picked. And here is Chapel Field across midcourt. Boy, that looked like a double dribble, and they didn't see it. Chapel Field's going to have another chance here with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading 50-44. McDuffie at midcourt, steps through, feeds one down low, into the corner. A three now for Chapel Field is short, rebound Champlin. Long pass ahead here for Carino. Carino with a spin move and misses the layup there with no time left. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Chapel Field 50, South Courtright 44. The Rams have 8 minutes to save their season. We'll see how it goes when we come back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here from the arena. The SK boys trail Chapel Field 50-44. The Rams cut the lead to 3 points on two different occasions, but Chapel Field has had the answer each time. A steal by SK, but it was rocked out of bounds. And we'll stay, I believe, here with SK. And this battle between Jonah McDuffie from Chapel Field and Connor Carino from SK is going to be epic here in this fourth quarter. Rams look to get it in. Jack Byrne, a corner three. Oh, just a little too strong. Rebound is picked up by Chapel Field. Down the right side of the floor. Can they finish? Yes. Silky smooth finish there for Noah Swart. And he has 19, and it's 52-44 now for Chapel Field. SK needs an answer here. Champlin on the right side to the high post. Anderson, turnaround shot off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Chapel Field. Outlet pass for the Lions. Stepping through, another layup off the glass is good for Swart. 21 now for him. And it's Chapel Field 54, South Courtright 44. 7:06 to go in the fourth quarter. What a run by the Lions. And we'll be back on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. South Courtright boys back to trailing by 10, 54-44, with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Rams with the ball. They go to the high post now for Anderson. A good look down low for Trent Cole, and he finishes. Trenton Cole now with 6 points, and it's 54-46. So the Rams have some magic here with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Live from the Binghamton Arena. Chapel Field with the ball on the left side. Noah Swart's been magical in the second half after McDuffie was in the first half. Swart, left side, three, off the front of the rim, no. A foul underneath on Chapel Field on the rebound. Going to be on Bryce Hollow. Want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Morabito Energy Products. Big thank you to them for being our longtime sponsors of our halftime show, as well as Morabito Gresham Insurance, Bassett Healthcare, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Connor Carino, three, left side, got it. Huge three there for Connor Carino, and he's got 19. Makes it 54-49 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Can the Rams pull this off? Champlin almost with a steal there on McDuffie, but instead he gets a reach-in foul. Boy, this Chapel Field team, very good at handling the ball. Swart and McDuffie have been very strong today for the Lions with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chapel Field 54, South Courtright 49. And they'll look to get it in. Chapel Field will have it now with Jonah McDuffie at the top of the key, leaving one off and into the high post. Little jumper is no good there for Swart. Out of bounds, it goes back to SK. How many times can SK come back from the dead here? This is crazy. I mean, they're still down 54-49, and every time they get it to three, the Lions have had an answer. But it seems like SK's got some momentum here at the moment. After that, Carino three. Carino to the right side. Now splits two defenders. The jumper got it for Connor Carino. And he's got 21 now. Makes it 54-51. It was 10. It's back to 3 with 5:25 to go. Trying to write their own chapter in the SK history books. Now a steal by Jack Byrne at midcourt, and he just couldn't save it from going out of bounds. But great hands there by Jack Byrne, who's coming off the bench as a reserve, doing a great job. Dengler's on the bench as well as Deanich right now. So Cole and Byrne are out there right now, really logging some big minutes for the Rams. Chapel Field timeout, 5:17 to go in the fourth. Chapel Field 54, South Courtright 51. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Chapel Field leads SK 54-51. Out of the timeout, Jack Byrne gets a jump ball, and it's going back to SK. Byrne, with some huge minutes off the bench as a reserve, gets the jump ball, and SK now with just over 5 minutes to go, trailing by three. What can the Rams do here? Carino to the left side for Trent Cole. This is a big moment. How will these teams handle it? Carino off of a screen, steps up for three, missed it, but he traveled. Carino traveling at the on the right wing, gives it back to Chapel Field. Chapel Field with a home run pass to the far side. It was over Swart's hands and into the Chapel Field bench. And head coach Brad McDuffie saying, why? Why are we throwing that pass? And SK will get it back. This is where the nerves set in. But this Chapel Field team, they've been here last year. They've made some runs in baseball recently, too. DH ran into them in the state finals in baseball. So this is a team just last year, I should say. This is a team that has been in these situations. Pass down low from Carino to Trent Cole. No. Rebound is to Chapel Field. Boy, that one just rolled off the front of the rim. Chapel Field in transition, and they score with Mikey Bonagora, his first points of the night. And it's 56-51. Boy, the basketball gods were cruel on that shot there by Trent Cole. Three in the corner for Carino. Too strong. Rebound, Champlin. Champlin is mugged over in the right corner. And a foul is going to be on Chapel Field. Here's our team foul situation. Three for South Courtright. And now six on the Chapel Field. So if you want to play the fouls game, that's certainly could help SK, because one more, they're going to the line for some one-on-one. Trent Cole on the baseline to the right of the hoop will be doing the inbounding duties here for the SK Rams. Cole will look to get it in. Floats one back up top. Dangerous pass, but Carino just got to it. at the top of the key. Carino dishing one down low for Champlin. He lost control of it and then traveled. Champlin can't believe it. Chapel Field's going to get it back. With 4:19 to go in the fourth, and the SK faithful aren't happy with it either. Chapel Field with a real chance here, up 56-51 to the left side of the floor, trying to increase this lead. Mikey Bonagora for the right side for McDuffie. Little jab step. McDuffie into the paint, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound, Trent Cole. And an outlet pass now for Jack Byrne. SK still with life. Byrne at midcourt, now to Cole. Into the corner for Champlin. Back to Byrne. To Champlin, pump fakes on the baseline, back to Cole. In the land of the trees, he gets stuck, lost control of the basketball, and Chapel Field will take it away. 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chapel Field in the backcourt. Coming across midcourt with McDuffie to the right side. Big possession here for the Lions. And we got a foul on Champlin, who got a little too much body there on Mikey Bonagora. With 3.5 to go. The fourth team foul on SK. Third personal on Champlin. And so this will be Chapel Field inbounding the basketball as they go right to left. They have it at midcourt with McDuffie. Champlin right in his shorts trying to play good D. And then McDuffie back to the far side, saves the pass from going out of bounds. Top of the key now for Chapel Field. 3:15 left. Chapel Field coming off of a screen here. McDuffie down low, blocked out of bounds by Anderson with 3:10 left. And the Rams trailing 56-51. I want to say a special thank you to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. That web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as well as our special sponsors from Circle of Life, Ambuletto Hobart, and Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi. Chapel Field will get it in. Left side, here's Swart, wants to take it to the rim, scores, and he's fouled. Huge play there for the Lions. Swart now with 23. I'm not sure how he even got that shot out of his hand. Nonetheless, it finds a way into the bottom of the hoop, and Chapel Field has built this lead back up to 58-51 with 3:06 to go. Big shot at the line here for Chapel Field. And this is in and out. Rebound for Trent Cole. SK still got some life, but they got to get moving. Ahead now for Carino. NBA range three for Connor is off the back of the rim. Anderson tracks down a rebound to the interior for Cole. He pushed it off of a leg and out of bounds. He was trying to shovel one over there for Champlin, who was on the right low block. Champlin to the bench. Dengler's going to come back in. Timeout taken. 2:55 left. Chapel Field 58, SK 51. We'll be back on CDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
South Courtray boys trailing here in the New York State quarterfinals for Class D, 58-51, with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter here at the Binghamton Arena. Some more special sponsors today include Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, and UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. 2:55 to go. Chapel Field has not come out of the timeout yet. SK will have the ball to the left side of the hoop underneath the basket. SK needs a hero here. They've chipped it back down to three on a couple different occasions, but every time Chapel Field has had the answer here today. Jack Byrne doing the inbound. Gets it to Trent Cole. Now to Josh Anderson for a three in and out and a rebound for Chapel Field, but they threw it away. It's going back to SK. The outlet pass went through the hands there of Mikey Bonagora with 2:48 left. SK has been hit or miss from three today. Not as consistent as normal, but again, a tough place to shoot here at the arena in Binghamton. Inbound pass to Anderson. Zips one across for Byrne. Now to the high post, Anderson pump fakes, takes it inside, he's fouled, can't get the shot to go, but he will go to the charity stripe here with 2:42 left. Big foul shots coming for Josh Anderson, trailing 58-51. After this, at about 3:30, we will have the Union Springs girls taking on Cooperstown in the Class C girls quarterfinals. Anderson cannot get the first shot to go. The last game tonight, which we will not be doing on the radio, will be the Moravia boys against Dalgeville, Section 3 versus Section 4. Anderson goes 1 out of 2. Anderson's got 17. Makes it 58-52 with 2:40 to go. Chapel Field with the ball, trying to knock off South Courtright. Chapel Field will have it on the left side. They shovel it back up to the top of the key with McDuffie. McDuffie against Carino. Carino guarding him heavily right at midcourt. McDuffie gets around it. Now finds Swart. Chapel Field taking the air out of it. 15 on the shot clock. 2:20 to go. Now a steal by Carino. Carino down the left side of the floor. All the way to the hoop is stripped of the basketball. And then we got a big collision underneath. And it's going to stay with South Courtright. It just rolled off of Carino's hands. He looks tired right now to me with 2:12 left. And he's been running up and down this floor all afternoon long. Gets it into Trent Cole. SK now to Dengler. Back to Cole. A three here for Trent is off the front of the rim. Dengler with a rebound. Rips one back out. Now for Trent Cole. Another pull-up jumper. He can't get it to go. Chapel Field with a rebound. An outlet pass ahead here for Swart. And he missed the layup. Dengler with a rebound. And then a foul on Chapel Field with 1:52 left is going to give Dengler a one-on-one opportunity. And Hannah B. just said to me, we think Connor Carino might be in a little bit of pain here. He's been on the floor a couple of times. Yeah, he's kind of limping his way back down the floor here with 1:52 left. Probably just some bumps and bruises from the day. But SK is going to be shooting the rest of the way. That's 18 fouls against Chapel Field, 5 on SK. That's the Rams trail 58-52 with 1:52 left. Sends Dengler to the line. Some big shots coming here for SK's Darren Dengler at the line. The whole South Courtright community on the far side of the floor, people coming from Hobart and Bloomville and Stanford and all of Delaware County to watch the Rams. And so, let's see. Champlin's going to come back in for Jack Byrne. Troy Dienich is back at the scores table. He's going to check in, I believe, for Dengler here after the foul shots. Dengler cannot get the first one to go. A rebound for Chapel Field and then a foul on Josh Anderson. And so that's 16 fouls on South Court right now. Second personal on Anderson. Dienich comes back in. Timeout by SK. 1:50 left. Chapel Field 58, South Courtright 52. We'll be back on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Chapel Field 58, South Courtright 52, and now a steal by SK. They'll get it in. They'll get the setup on offense here. Connor Carino to the right side for Cole. Troy Dienich in the corner off the bench. Missed it. Chapel Field with a rebound. Good look there by Troy, but it wouldn't go down. Chapel Field back up near midcourt. Skipping one across. And a wise move here by Chapel Field, but they threw it away. They were trying to take the air out of it and work the ball around, and instead it was a steal. Carino right in front of the SK bench. Pushed out of bounds, and they're going to say he stepped out, so it's going to go back to Chapel Field, and the SK fans can't believe it. Carino was getting sandwiched along the line here. Coach Kaufman arguing his case, but Chapel Field's going to get it back with 1:20 left. They lead 58-52. Chapel Field across midcourt. Now to McDuffie. McDuffie with 1:10. To the left side of the floor. SK not electing the foul. Almost a steal there by Carino as he poked it away, but the Lions hold on to it. Far side now for Swart with a minute to go. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Chapel Field. They put it up and in, and a foul. As Bryce Hollow is able to score, and he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. He came down hard here on the floor with 54 seconds left. Believe he might have a cramp, it looks like, here as his teammates are working on it. But Chapel Field leads 60-52 now with under a minute to go. It does look like he... Oh, maybe they're trying to take his ankle brace off here. 54 seconds left. Yeah, they're trying to take that shoe right off. And so we're going to take a timeout here, an injury timeout with Chapel Field leading 60-52. With 54 seconds left, we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
54 seconds left, Chapel Field. Boys leading South Courtright 60-52, and they're going to the line. It appears that Bryce Hollow is okay. I think he might have just had a really bad cramp. So he's taken off, and Aaron Falenka will come in now to take the foul shot off the bench. He missed it. A rebound is tapped into the corner, and SK will track it down. Champlin ahead now for Troy Dienich with 50 seconds left to Anderson. Pops up for three. Anderson left it short. Gets the rebound, pulls it back out, and is fouled with 42 seconds left. That's going to send Anderson to the line. SK is going to need these foul shots to go, and they're going to need a couple of prayers too. And so this will be Anderson to the line with, again, 42 seconds left. Needs to hit both of these. And SK is going to have to start playing the foul game. Anderson's first shot at the line is good. Anderson with 18. The senior trying to save his season. It's 60-53. Anderson hits the second. He's got 19. And a timeout is going to be taken by South Courtright with 42 seconds left. Chapel Field 60, South Courtright 54. 42 seconds left. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
42 seconds left. Chapel Field boys leading South Courtright 60-54. Again, all our special sponsors today, a big thank you to DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Chapel Field will get it in. Full court pressure coming from SK, and they foul with Trent Cole. Only about a second, ticks off the clock. Here's our team foul situation. Chapel Field with 9, SK with 8. So it could be a long 41 seconds coming ahead. We're going to have the Cooperstown girls taking on Union Springs coming up. That's supposed to start at 3:30. Might be starting a little bit later than that. We'll have to wait and see. And settling in at the line here for Chapel Field is Mikey Bonagora, and he hits the first one. If Chapel Field can make their foul shots, they'll be going to the Final Four. It's just that simple. Chapel Field settling in. Bonagora with his second shot. Missed it. Rebound for Chapel Field, and they kick it back out to Bonagora, and he's fouled again with 38 seconds left. And for SK to pull this off, they need missed foul shots and they need rebounds, and they couldn't get that rebound there. So Bonagora right back to the line with the Lions on top 61-54, a magical season for SK. Hanging in the balance here. Their only losses are when they went up and played bigger schools. Bonagora gets the first one at the line. He's got 4. And SK is our last boys team in the WCDO coverage area that is playing basketball this winter, so if they fall, we'll have no local teams in Glens Falls. Bonagora gets the second to go. He's got 5, and it's 63-54 with 36 seconds left. Carino's going to try to take it inside, heaves up a shot, and is fouled with 32 seconds left, and so this is going to send Carino to the line. Earlier today, Oxford girls punched their tickets to the Final Four at Hudson Valley. Later on, it'll be Union Springs and Cooperstown seeing if they can make it to the Final Four in Class C. And again, SK Boys, our last local team, at least in the section in the WCDO part of Section 4. That's still alive, and Carino misses the first shot. Carino with a second one coming here at the line, and he hits. So Carino now with 22, and then a foul immediately on the inbounds with 31 seconds left. Our score, Chapel Field 63, SK 55. Nate Lull with you here this afternoon. We'll have one more game after this, as I said. It'll be Cooperstown and Union Springs. The last game tonight will be Dodgeville and Moravia Boys in Class C. We will not be doing that one on the air here. And pulling up at the line is McDuffie. Cannot get it. No points in the second half for McDuffie. At 19 at the break, he was the difference. He helped Chapel Field build up this lead. And although SK's gotten it down to 3 on several occasions, they haven't been able to get over the hump. And McDuffie now with 20. He goes 1 out of 2. It's 64-55. SK's in desperation mode. Anderson to the far side. Back to Trent Cole for 3. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Chapel Field. And McDuffie's fouled again with 20 seconds to go. And the Chapel Field Lions can taste it now. They are almost ready to have a berth to the Final Four. And I tell you, folks, the other side of the Class D boys bracket in the Final Four looks very, very good. And the way, not that either side is bad or anything, but the road that either Chapel Field or South Corbett's going to have looked more favorable to get to the final. Timeout's going to be taken here by South Corbett. 20 seconds left. Chapel Field 64, SK 55. We'll be back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other.
Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
20 seconds left. Chapel Field at the line here with Jonah McDuffie, with Chapel Field leading the SK Boys 64-55. And at the line, McDuffie's shot is good. McDuffie now with 21, and it's 65-55. 20 seconds left. Champlin down the floor finding Trent Cole. A three for Cole is good. Trent Cole buries that. He's got nine. And with 11 seconds left, it's Chapel Field 65, South Courtright 58. Another foul on the inbound is going to send Chapel Field right back to the charity stripe. Third foul on Carino sends Chapel Field to the line. And his first shot at the line is good. And Chapel Field has done everything they've needed to do when SK started to play the foul game, as they've gone to the line and they've hit very well. 23 now for Jonah McDuffie. It's 67-58. Chapel Field a steal on the inbounds into the left corner, and then a foul here on Liam Powell. It's going to send Powell to the line, and Chapel Field has pretty much wrapped this up, getting revenge from a year ago when they lost to the Rams in the regional game. 6 seconds left. Jack Burns going to come in. Champlin will check out. The seniors on this South Courtright team that have given so much. Troy Dianich hobbled with that ankle today. Sad to see him go. Trent Cole, Josh Anderson, Adam Champlin, Aiden Haynes, all guys who have contributed so much across the three sports at SK. Soccer, basketball, and baseball. And the first shot at the line, in and out there for Liam Powell. Another one coming, but the Lions coming up to section four are going to get this done. Powell hits the second, and he's got nine. And it's 68-58 with 6 seconds left. Carino at midcourt. Can he get the shot off? He does at the buzzer, but that'll do it. 68-58. South Courtright falls to Chapel Field, and the Lions are going to the state final four, knocking off the Rams here today. Let's give you our scoring summary and our three awards to wrap this broadcast up so we can get you set for our third game here. Chapel Field led by 23 from Jonah McDuffie. He was tremendous. Also 23 from Noah Swart. Both those guys really showed up and played well today. Liam Powell with nine, Bryce Hollow with eight, and Mikey Bonagura with five. On the other side for SK, Connor Carino with 22. That's a team high. 19 for Josh Anderson, 9 for Trent Cole, 4 for Troy Dianich, 2 for Darren Dengler, and 2 for Adam Champlin. Let's get into our three awards here, folks. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll go with Connor Carino here today for South Courtright, those 22 points. Carino was tremendous, just not enough. A little bit of a cold start. And nice sportsmanship between all these guys, South Courtright and Chapel Field, shaking hands here at midcourt. Chapel Field gets the revenge, and they are going to the Final Four. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. They wish our local teams success this season. I would like to go, boy, on this defense award. I think I know what I want to do for all purpose. For defense, I'm going to go Trent Cole, 9 points. No. Actually, I'm going to go Jack Byrne. Jack Byrne off the bench, I thought that he was great. A couple of big steals for Jack. We will give him the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. He was tremendous. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll go Josh Anderson today. Again, he's been a big piece of this team for his time in the Rams uniform. 19 points today, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. He was tremendous. we will give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. That's going to do it. 68-58, our final score. Chapel Field celebrating as they will move on to the state Final Four. And our next game up will be the Cooperstown girls taking on Union Springs. That game is probably going to tip in about 20 minutes. So we will see you soon here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.